Kilo Oscar 4, November Uniform Echo. Any station radio check, over.
Page Kick. Hey, Chad.
4 HKX, Kilo 4 WWZ, officially broadcasting from my home base station.
Good deal. You got a little bit of snap, crackle, and pop on there, but you're perfectly readable.
Thank you for taking my contact. Really appreciate it. Kilo Oscar 4, Whiskey Zulu, I'll be clear.
HKX, I'll be clear. 7-3, guys.
7-3.
3-3-4. NG. Sound is good on your radio check.
You, Kilo 4, NGB. Appreciate it, bud. Just trying to get this gentleman straightened out. I believe we got it.
W4, never give up. Clear.
QE, clear.
Hey. 4SDR. PR, this is November 4, Delta, Juliet, Charlie. Hope everything's going well this morning.
Yeah, we've been out doing a little running around. We just pulled back in the driveway, heard you in there, and thought I would give you a holler.
Your sound's pretty good this morning. I'm not hearing any crackling or anything on it. I'm on the run at Tim White, so I'm probably not getting into it very well. Handler, here's Jerry, Juliet Echo, Romeo, Romeo Yankee.
We're here in Oconee County, pretty clear. Where are you located, sir?
Off Interstate 85 in Anderson.
Pretty clear, sir, and I got good quality audio on you, so you're making it well.
Appreciate that. Don't want to hold you up because I know you just pulled in, so maybe talk to you a little bit later on down the log, but good talk to you this morning. N4DJC, clear after you.
ND4AC, I think, or EC, I'm sorry. Yes, I live over in Seneca, and we just pulled in the driveway, and So we thought we'd just listen in and hear somebody make a contact. Enjoy the QSO, and we'll talk to you down log. This is Whiskey 4, Sierra Tango Romeo, saying 73.
Morning to you. Have a good day. The audio and everything sounds perfect on your end. N4DJC, clear.
N4DJC, N0TR. Good morning, Jerry.
How are you doing today? Kind of not anything like yesterday was. Kind of cloudy here and didn't look so hot so far.
Roger, Jerry. That's what I was going to check with you. We're heading towards your QTH for an appointment at the VA, and thought I'd keep updates with you there on the weather.
It's just overcast. It's not raining here, but it is overcast. It's not foggy. The wife wondered what was wrong with the backyard with the guys next door. Would have built a house to run the concrete mixer over there and throwing bags of concrete into the mixer, and that's a dust cloud that's stirring up over there. But hope everything goes well this morning.
Well, I just went out and swapped the GPS's in the car and the truck. We're going to take the truck today. And it needs a wash job. And I know that there's weather coming, appointments at 1300. So maybe we can be out of there and ahead of it on the way back.
Let's see, it's supposed to rain most afternoon, I think. But I understand it's going to clear up tomorrow. I hope so. We got to head over to Greenville tomorrow for my granddaughter's birthday, so I'm hoping the weather and it didn't rain. I despise driving in the rain on interstate, especially. I'm not even driving at night anymore. We just, Linda, I just got her glasses. I got prescriptions redone. Hopefully the new glasses go out some, but we'll have fairly mild cataracts, so that'll be the next thing on the list when they get worse. I guess I have to have those things fixed.
DJC N0TR. Well, that's about the simplest surgery I ever had done in my life. It's really worth every penny of it. And I had it done about, I'm going to say, 2 to 3 years ago, Jerry. But glad to hear you got your new glasses. Getting rid of those cataracts is a good thing. Well, I hate to say this, and I don't know how else to say it, but you're wrong about the weather tomorrow. You better look again.
Fool me. I hate to look at it. It's going to rain all day, I guess, huh?
Weather alert for tomorrow, and more chance of severe tomorrow than there is today.
Looking forward to that forecast, but we got to do what we got to do, I guess. But, yeah, we don't have our glasses yet, but the doctor said my prescription didn't change very much. Well, I was a little surprised I hadn't gotten this first pair of glasses I've gotten in about 8 or 9, maybe even 10 years, I guess. But I'm always concerned. I have a condition of my corneas. This is called corneal dystrophy. It's actually at the back of the eye. But he said it really hadn't changed much. It was more the cataracts. I think the right eye was about a 2 or 3, and 2 or 3, and the left eye was between a 3 and a 4. So when they get up around 5 or 6, that's when you need to have something done about it. But it does give me problems driving at night, though. You get that little starburst effect, and I'm assuming that's what he said. That was probably what was causing that, was the cataract.
Yes, Jerry. That's true. You're like me. I don't look forward to driving on the interstate when there's that kind of weather out there. I despise it. I'm getting too old for that stuff. But you got to do what you got to do. Last time, about a week ago when we started, we got down to the quick trip there on Highway 14, and I told Bernice, I said, we're just not going to do this. Because we got trapped out there on I-85 one time and have to pull off the side of the road coming back from Columbia and over by Spartanburg. And you're just as much of a target as a duck is. If you pull off the road, somebody's liable to ram in the back of you when it's zero visibility, you know. Excuse me. So I stuck a couple of raincoats in the truck, and we'll just pray that it's that we can get out of Dodge before it hits. Yeah, the starburst effect's common. I had mine redone, Jerry, and they took the cataracts out, and at the same time they put in new lenses, of course. And but I had laser surgery done, I guess you'd call it, at the time, about 2 to 3 years ago, and man, there was nothing to it, and no pain whatsoever. And Jiminy, I got 20/20 vision, and at my age, that's a blessing.
Sure is. I don't have any sign of I don't have any subtle signs of macular degeneration yet, which my dad had, but he was in his 80s, I guess, before he developed it. And I don't have any glaucoma or anything like that, so I'm just hoping that doesn't crop up at some point in time. But I tell you what, when my vision was, when I was working, we had a nurse there on staff at the plant I worked in. I always did vision tests and stuff like that. And the breathing test for vesinosis, you know, being around cotton dust and that sort of thing. And she always says, I had excellent vision. She said, you got pilot vision. She says, you got as good as I've seen anywhere. But it deteriorated when I got my mid-40s, time it just started deteriorating, and it got worse and worse. I started wearing my first pair of glasses then, and I still got the same pair, I guess. I've waited a long time before I got outside of having to just use readers. But we both get progressive lenses, which are extremely expensive, so we don't get ours redone that often. But sure makes a difference in seeing. I was a big difference after I got even this older pair I had before, my distance vision, and of course the reading. Readers do okay, but if you got some correction, those readers won't do it all for you. N0TRN4DJC for ID.
TR. Well, you know, Jerry, mine had deteriorated so much that I couldn't read the big E on the eye chart. I could see it. It was black, but it was distorted. And they said that was about 2,400. But over the years, I had nearsightedness, and it just progressed. And we went down here to Clemson Eye, and they took care of it. I was wearing progressives, and I liked them. It took a little while to get used to them, but they were great. I have some cheaters here, and if it's teeny, teeny, tiny writing, like on the bottom of a prescription bottle, not the prescription, I can read that, but sometimes they put some tiny writing down there. I'll slip them on. With some effort, I could probably make it out, but these are easier just to slip on a pair of cheaters. And they're prescription ones. I had just a tiny, tiny bit of astigmatism left when he got done. But when I go to DMV, I pass the eye test without any glasses, and had 20/20, I read all the lines. So I never had that in my life since the fifth grade, and it really, I don't know, you still sometimes reach for your glasses when they're not really there. It takes a while. Well, Jerry, you drove this route a lot. I think it's 39 miles over there to the VA podiatry clinic. That should take about, what, an hour?
Maybe so. The time of day makes a lot, has a lot to do with it. Traffic's not bad until about lunchtime when you get in. I'm assuming you're going down, hit off exit 27 and going down Highway 81, correct?
What, Bernice? Yeah, that's correct, Jerry. I'm sure it is. Well, yeah, but you get off on what Jerry said. I think it was exit 27 you said, didn't you, Jerry?
27, and, yeah, that's where the Bosch, Bosch plants are. They've got a traffic light there. It's a Bosch plant that just got cracked up in the last month. So, normally, I think the shift changes there about 3 o'clock, and that's the only time I've seen any traffic to amount to anything other than at lunchtime or when you got two schools on that highway. You got an elementary school on the right hand side of the road, and you got T.O. Hanna on the left. There's another elementary or middle school not too far off the road. So there's a good bit of traffic, but that generally is on further down the road than you'll have to go to, and you'll be then going to the VA clinic.
There by them. We went to Sam's a few days ago, so we was planning on last week going to Sam's over there. It's a very nice store, but we turned around and come back home. I don't like to miss doctor's appointments, and boy, they really set you out a long ways if it's a VA appointment. But somebody had canceled an appointment, and she got me right in a week later, right in the middle of a rainstorm. C'est la vie. Oh, shoot. Well, we don't have much else planned. I'll probably run out and see if there are any eggs out there. And the truck's all squared away and fueled up and ready to go. Usually I take the car, but I figured it's got enough pollen on it. I-85 ought to be yellow by the time we get back home.
That's the truth. It's been really coming out the last, over the weekend, when they went out on the pontoon boat Sunday, and it was just, there were a lot of people out there, and the wind was blowing, the pollen was terrible, all the stuff is starting to bloom now. It'll just get worse, too, I'm sure, as the next few weeks go. And I've been trying not to take anything from the allergies because I think you develop an immunity I think it gets to the point where it doesn't work for you. And I take a steroid for my nasal stuff. I quit taking it about a month ago because I didn't really think I needed it, and I've done about as well without it as I did with it, but I know during the spring and fall I'll have to break it back out for a few weeks. I'm going to try not to use it as much as I have in the past. Because I don't think it's terrible. It's just, if you got to have them, you got to have them. But they aren't good for you.
0TR within 4DGC. Yes, sir. At night I take a Zyrtec, and then I take a shot of that Nasacort in each nostril. And my doctor said she tried all the rest of them, and the Nasacort was the best, and, you know, she was right. It is. The other ones didn't do me much good. I used to have terribly severe sinuses when I was younger and terrible headaches from it. And it says you can take a shot of that in each nostril at night and one in the morning, but I don't, because you can overdo it with those things. But the Zyrtec, I take it at night because I don't want to be drowsy during the day. And I took a couple of ibuprofens this morning, and that's about it, other than some vitamins. I got to go over here and take what I call my SAN now. It's called cholestamine stearate for cholesterol. And then we'll be like Willie Nelson and hit the road. So I better let you go, Jerry. If I hear you along the way, well, I'll touch base with you. And I hope you have a good trip tomorrow. But heads up on the weather, because I forget what level they said it was, 3 or 5 or something. But it's not looking good for tomorrow. That's the only way I know how to put it. And I got another doctor's appointment tomorrow. 2 of them. when you get our age, it's pills and bills, Jerry. I'll clear with you for now, and we got to get ready to get on the road. 73, Jerry, nice to hear you this morning. N4 DJC and 0TR clear.
Well, the bills is right, Tom. We understand 100% how that is. And crackling joints and aches and pains. And my doctor told me, he said, boy, if you're not hurting when you get up in the morning at your age, he said, something might be wrong with you. But anyway, you and Bernice have a nice morning, and hopefully you have a good trip over here and get some good results. Have a good trip home, and if I hear you, I'll give you a shout. N0TRN4DJC clear. Good talking to you, Tom.
Jerry, I thought I'd check. Every now and then I send you a good joke or something down that way. Are you getting my emails?
Been a little while, but the last, I got one about a few weeks ago, but I have been getting them recently. Maybe I haven't checked them, but I've been getting them pretty regularly for a while, but I don't think I've gotten one in probably a couple of weeks, maybe.
Double check that email address. I got a pencil here, and if you don't feel comfortable giving it to me, don't. I got it in my computer, but I'll double check it, because one time there was one letter off or something, and it didn't go through.
JVINSC@gmail.com. Juliet Bravo, India, November. SierraCharlie@gmail.com.
Okay, I copied it wrong then. I got JVINIC. That's wrong. Give me that again.
INSC@gmail.com. Yep, all lowercase, no spaces, gmail.com, and that'll keep you straight. I've got it turned off, the spam filter turned off for your email address. I should get it without any trouble now.
Check that. I hate to ask for it again, Jerry, but I want to make sure you was getting that, because I might have something important to send you sometime. All right. Thanks, Jerry. Have a good day. N0TR clear.
N4DJC clear.
Good morning.